Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds!
Boom, shakalaka, boom.
Oh, wow, okay, I'm sorry. My mic was way over there. I had to bring it over.
I did that on purpose.
I just wanted to see if everybody was listening. So, today is Sunday, May 30th, 2021. My name is Mark Kent. I'm a graduate of the University of Hard Knocks with a degree in results. Tomorrow is Memorial Day.
It is.
It is true. Excuse me.
And they're having, I don't want to interrupt, but just so we get it out
there. Okay,
because
it's
at 11 o'clock.
Yes, you do.
At 11 o'clock down at the Veterans Grove, they're having a ceremony today.
We're going to get there. But first, okay. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy, an unmovable object, an unstoppable force of nature, slayer of snowflakes, and she has heard more BS than the Shasta County Supervisors meeting.
Yeah. Can you get to name the supervisors too? Yeah, you know that one.
We don't spare anyone around here. We go after everybody.
And it keeps on giving.
The gift that keeps on giving. It's so true. So, are we hooked up here, Travis?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll
yeah, you're hooked up.
I guess I should introduce Travis too.
Yeah.
People know who I am.
We're going to do it anyway.
Travis, know who you are.
The guardian of the magic button of silence, the library of Mumper, the time bandit of break, keyboard weaponry specialist, and producer extraordinaire, Travis!
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
All right, we're back. We're here. It's Sunday.
Boy, yeah. And a lot going on.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I had a hard time getting started this morning. You know, I woke up at my usual, not my usual. Usually I wake up a little earlier, but I got about 6, which is like light now, you know, and before it was dark. Now it's light. So I went from darkness to light. Just in case you were.
Did you come out of the closet?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It's Sunday for sure.
Wow.
Hey, I'm just saying, you can take that any way you like.
Wow. I'm not even going to go there because it's going to get ugly and the knives are being sharpened. Which, by the way, we have a segment on that today.
Sharpening knives?
Knives. When we get there. Okay.
My God.
So are we hooked up, Travis, for the?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and play the tribute? This is a tribute for Memorial Day. This is Ronald Reagan.
If we look to the answer as to why, for so many years, we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I hear this, what I think of is this. The left would love to trash our heritage. That's what they've been trying to do.
Yeah.
Is to trash our heritage. And a heritage that has you know, been miraculous from freeing mankind from the enslavement of governments since the beginning of time. Since the beginning, governments were first formed. You know, they want to trash the country that has been the most free country in the history of the earth, in the history of the planet, with the most innovation, with the most liberty, with the most free people living their lives as they want, not as the government dictates. And you know, why did all these people fight and die over the years for this? You know, do you think that they, what was in their hearts? I mean, people that were fighting for America, they weren't fighting for bigger government. They weren't fighting for more government. They weren't fighting for the government to take care of them. They were fighting to keep themselves free from government. Mm-hmm. And this is where the left completely loses it. They throw all of their hope onto government saving them when it's exactly the opposite. They try to say that, you know, we were a slave country, and then we were founded on slavery, and our government is terrible. Our government has done more good in this world since its inception than any other government in the history of the world. I mean, where did electric lights come? Where did cars come from? You know, they all come from America. And they come from America because we're free to create and keep the benefits of our labor, not have an overwhelming government shut us down and do whatever we're told. Now, which path do you think we're following right now? I mean, you know, they're trying to extinguish liberty for bigger government. They're trying to extinguish liberty so that we can be taken care of by government from, you know, cradle to grave. That's not what America's about. America is about liberty and freedom and the individual right for self-direct direction of their own lives. That's what Memorial Day means to me, and I think it should mean that to a lot more people out there, because we are the most amazing country that's ever been, and we need to be proud of our heritage, not be ashamed of it.
I totally agree with that.
Yep.
Agreed. And you know, people need to realize the people that are no longer here because of that.
Well, how many people have fought and died? How many people in our family have fought and died? I mean, how many people have sacrificed it all at the altar liberty so that we could stay free? It wasn't about creating more government.
Looking for somebody to give you a handout or take care of you or any of the above.
No.
And our founding fathers, you look back to our founding fathers and you see their vision. What held then still holds today.
Right.
After all these years.
That's right. All men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. How do you improve upon that? All government should take care of everybody for the general welfare? I mean, come on. You know, what happens is that the government keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, just like our example of our local government. They get any money, they spend it on themselves, they hire more people to be more dependent on their paycheck from the government. So pretty soon that all there is the serfs in the government.
Yeah. And to go back to what you were saying in the beginning, I lost it. My mic was doing weird things. Sorry about that. I lost my mic for a while.
That's all right.
You know.
We know.
It's just crazy.
If I got to come out of the closet, you can lose your mic.
You guys are the best.
Okay, where are we going now?
You know, Memorial Day, just people need to stop and take a minute and really reflect on what it's about and why we have it.
We've been prosperous, just like Reagan said, because we have been free. We have been free to innovate, to work harder, to invent things.
As long as somebody's not telling you to do it.
Well, of course.
That's what makes us free and have liberty and everything, is the minute the government tells you have to do it, then the people become where they're not going to do that.
Everything is based basically on the golden rule, okay? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, okay? Do no harm to your neighbor. So that's liberty. See, freedom is, arbitrary, that you can be free to do anything you want. No! Freedom means that you also have to be taken care of.
Have morals.
Well, you have to have some morality. That's why. That's why I think it was Adam said that they created a government that was made for a moral for a moral people and would be wholly inadequate for anybody else. That's where we have to go. We have to go back to our morality. We have to go back to the founding fathers' image of what that was, and ultimately God's image, the Ten Commandments: do unto your neighbors as you'd have them do unto you. It used to be that way in America. That's what we've lost sight of. It's not just the liberty and the freedom. It's the morality that goes with that.
Right.
And as long as we have immoral people across the board, that's why the first thing that when they try to take over a free people is to debase their morality. That's why. Because if everybody's immoral, everything goes, nothing matters, and nobody gets held accountable, and we have no enforcement of the law. Okay.
Exactly.
Does that sound familiar right now? I mean, we have no enforcement of the law unless you're on the team that is doing the enforcing.
Or, as long as I have the hammer.
Wait a minute. Unless you're not on the team that's doing the enforcing. Exactly. Because what's happening is it's all about, picking and choosing winners. I mean, it's just like we talked about the local board of supervisors. Oh, it's okay for the big box stores to stay open, but mom and pa, you got to shut down. You know, what's the difference?
Yeah.
As far as the spread, you know? So that's government overreach. And when you go into government overreach, where does it stop? It never stops until it's held and constrained by law and the people, moral people backing the law. And that's why we bound down men with the chains of the Constitution. Now, you look at the local situation here, and this is a classic example of government getting bigger and bigger and bigger and out of control. Now, across the board, that's what's been happening, and that's our problem. What needs to happen is good people need to step in, start taking these positions, start taking over the county, start taking over the boards of school boards, and getting back towards some morality in our government. Because I don't think we have anything right now, and if you're not on their team, you know, which is bigger and bigger and bigger, then you get targeted.
Yes. If you don't want to go along with their program and do what they want, how they want you to do it, Then they like to smear you and try to beat you down, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
This is classic stuff, right? I mean, there's two books that everybody should read, and I was going to bring the law and go into it some more today, and I'll try to get it back here next week. I should have. But there's two books that you should read, you know. One is The Law, and the other is The Constitution. I mean, you know, go read the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. Read those two things and see what they say, not what we do. See what we're supposed to be doing and what we're supposed to be following.
And read it for yourself, not take somebody's word in what it says.
Well, that's part of the problem is everything's being filtered through.
You know, a lot of people go, oh, well, so-and-so said, or I heard this. Go for yourself. Do your homework. And maybe you don't understand everything. There is other, you know, you can get resources or help in doing that, but you need to do it for yourself. Don't rely on everybody else to do it.
Right. Absolutely. So, with that said, let's see what else we got on our plates here. Oh, I had to bring this up. You know, I heard a little clip on the show this morning the show before Sovereign or State of Jefferson, Nick's
poke the hornet's nest.
I could come up with poke the hornet's nest. Nick Gardner. Well, they were talking about it. I listened to a little clip from our local left wing guys, and they're so misguided that it's like they're changing the meanings of words. Okay, they define science as basically observation, identification, description, experimental investigations, and theoretically explanations of phenomena. Now, here's an interesting thing. When I go to Merriam's, it says this, you know, the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it says science definition is the state of knowing. Knowledge is distinguished from ignorance or misunderstanding. Now, do you see kind of a blur going on there? Hey, it's whatever we publish is science. So if we got a group of idiots together that said that the earth was flat, that's science.
Yeah, sure.
Really? That's science? So if we get a group of idiots together paid by the government to say that the climate is going to kill us all within 10 years, even though I heard that story 30 years ago from Al Gore, because their answer is to take over everything,
yep,
make government bigger and bigger and bigger. Do you see a theme here? Everything's about giving more power to the government from these
back
guys.
Back to the same thing.
And it's always about taking care of you.
Oh, they want you to believe that.
Oh, we're going to take care of you.
Yeah.
Till you're not on their team anymore, and then they take care of you already.
Yeah, they take care of you. They don't want to hear from you anymore.
So you go back to Memorial Day, and you wonder, why did all these people fight? Why did they trudge through the snow in the Revolutionary War in their bare feet, bleeding? Because the alternative is even worse at the end of the day than if you lose your freedom. And you become a serf to the government. You're at the whim of who is ever in power. They can take your property. They can take your land. They can conscript
your
kids. They can take your life. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They don't like you. They get rid of you. That's what they do in these countries where you have total government takeovers of everything. I mean, how many people disappeared to the gulags in Russia? How many people got killed in China, you know, by Mao?
And it's still happening.
So the idea that the answer is to get more and more power and more of our money and our labor and our, you know, because at some point in time when you have to give all your money to the government for all these social programs to take care of everyone, who's running the show?
Yeah. And who's benefiting actually? Well, not them, right? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, nobody's greasing their palms or.
Yeah.
So, but I thought that was interesting. But this is exactly what they call doublespeak. This is like right out of 1984. Right, 1984, you know, they changed the meanings of words so that they could get you to believe anything. Does that sound like what's been going on a little bit with our BLM guys and our Antifa and our communist, leftist, Democrats that think that, you know, except for the ones that are in power, you know, it's okay for everybody else, but otherwise we're just stupid. It's like when they ask Nancy Pelosi, why she didn't follow follow the Constitution? She goes, the Constitution.
Yeah.
So,
and they've just turned it up with this definition of words or the, you know, changing the words and stuff. And look at the last two or three years. I mean, it has just It's like, wow.
I'm sure a bunch of these people have really good hearts and the best of intentions.
Sure they do.
But you know, it's true. But you know that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So it doesn't matter what your intentions are. See, the end doesn't justify the means. You know, if you're killing everybody off for their own good, that doesn't justify, the end doesn't justify the means.
Right.
And good intentions are worth diddly squat at the end of the day if they make things worse. Does that sound at all like what's going on right now? You know, I mean, you got Joe Biden up there. He's, you know, do you know what I got out of the news this week for Joe Biden?
I don't know. I didn't.
He likes ice cream.
Oh.
That's what I got out of the mainstream news this week.
Is that true?
Absolutely. Oh, they ran stories on the hardest questions to Joe Biden during the interviews I seen this week were what flavor of ice cream does he like?
Oh my gosh.
Gee, do you see a problem? Is there a problem with that?
Doesn't it kind of sound familiar? Somebody else in ice cream? And they made big news over that.
You lost me.
Nancy Pelosi and her ice cream, remember?
Yeah, that's right. She's got a freezer full of
ice. Yeah, they really care.
So instead of asking him about why that he has ignored the fact that the COVID virus was invented in Wuhan, China, and they know it, and it's coming out, and that's what Trump said a year and a half ago, and now the mainstream media is having to say it because it's being rammed down their throat. They can't hide it anymore. Instead of asking him why about that and why is Hunter being paid off and all this stuff, what flavor of ice cream do you like, Joe?
But he can only do one thing a day. Did you see that? That's in the news. That Joe can only do one subject a day.
So he doesn't get two scoops. He only gets one. Is
that
what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess. But you know,
is it CNN that only gets one scoop instead of two?
They had to ask the important question, the ice cream, because they couldn't ask the other that's two questions in a day, and he can't process two. Only one. I'm just saying.
That joke can't process more than one scoop a day. You know, but when you think about that.
It's true.
You know, and then he's talking about the little girl with the breasts and crossing her legs. I mean, good grief, if Donald Trump had said anything like that. But here's the good news. Did you know that CNN's ratings have gone down 70%? Because it doesn't matter after a while. Even stupid people know they're being lied to.
Well, I guess that is good, that people are finally figuring it out.
Mainstream media is going down the tube. Everybody's going to alternative sources because why would I sit here and listen to somebody talk to Joe Biden, the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, so I can figure out what kind of freaking ice cream he likes? Really? Oh boy, that's news, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really important for all of us.
He likes
can get along.
He likes the double chocolate chip with chunks.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Did he say that in one sentence?
Yes, it was.
Oh, did he say it in one sentence? I'm surprised.
Well, he might not have said it quite as clear as I just did.
It may have took him a few minutes to get the whole sentence put together, but.
Well, a good thing he didn't like Tutti Frutti or something, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Rudy. Oh, boy. Moving right along. So
that's just crazy stuff.
It is crazy when you think about it. The leader of the free world, the hardest question he gets from the mainstream sycophants is what flavor ice cream? So.
Nothing else?
In the meantime,
if that really was his answer because the teleprompter tells him what to say sometimes.
Well, yeah, I guess they got to tell him which ice cream he likes, maybe.
Exactly right.
It's like, you know, pistachio would be a tough one because he would probably have a hard
time. Not be able to
like,
say.
You know, I mean, I don't know, maybe Ben and Jerry's, I don't know, Jerry Garcia, I don't know, shit, whatever. Excuse me. I think I said something I wasn't supposed to, but I did anyway. I didn't hear it. So, there must be some other flavors in there that we could talk about, but let's move on.
Oh, yeah. We've got about 1 minute to break.
We
got
to go to, oh, it's already a break? Good
almost,
grief.
Yeah.
No, we talk more than we even know.
Wow, but that's just so scary that's the mainstream media's big thing.
Yeah.
You know, nothing else going in the United States that we need to worry about. Nothing at all. Everything's good. Everything's back to normal.
Boy, have I got some news for you.
Yeah. So with that, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Going crazy with ice cream. I was thinking white chocolate for Joe. White chocolate. We got moose poop. We got moose tracks. Jerky monkey ice cream, whatever that is.
Wait, what?
Jerky monkey. Can I have a scoop of jerky monkey, please? Oh, my favorite. Jerky monkey. Wow. So, Getting back to what we were talking about, I'm not sure what that was. Okay, so.
There's a lot going on.
There's a ton of stuff going on. The fact that the ice cream seems to be the word of the day is nuts. When you've got the Arizona thing, the Georgia thing going on, you got the Fed financing everything. We got the Treasury saying that there's a global silver shortage. Wow, it's incredible.
There's a lot of shortages going on these days, if you haven't noticed. You know.
Yeah, gee.
And it's not getting better. I mean.
Well, it kind of goes to a little bit of what we're talking about here with the Fed. You know, so I've got a story here, and I'm sure we got a caller, and I know I was waiting for Lori to call anyway. I seen her in the chat room. So let's go to Lori, and then we'll talk about the Fed and the Fed's argument that it's not directly financing government debt.
All right. With that, we'll go to Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Yeah, I was going to put in for the Rocky Road ice cream. Extra rocks.
Extra rocks.
extra rocks and road. maybe we could, you know, if you're a Scooby-Doo, that would be Rock and Road.
Oh, you guys make it so hard to focus.
That's our job.
Anyways, we did listen to your show last week. We were at the Glad Tidings Free and the Brave Part 2. It was very much vaccine-centric because of the headliners with Dr. Mikovits, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She's a rock star in my world, and so on and so forth. So anyway, I thought, Mark, you would be very interested in the keynote speaker, David Martin.
Okay.
He's an MD, and he was introducing something completely new and different. It kind of shocked all of us, and it was a full house, that the life insurance companies are really behind a lot of this with the whole vaccine and the deaths. And it was originally started with back in World War One, widows and orphans. They had to deal with, well, what do we do with these folks to help them survive and welfare and whatnot. So life insurance companies were, quote-unquote, born. And anyway, so he did a really good presentation. I just checked this morning to see if the archives are up. I don't see it quite yet. However, you can still watch all kinds of other videos, and even the Red, White, and Blueprint is there.
Episode three is up as well as of yesterday.
Yeah, watch that one. Friday, but this is it's a site that now handles these kind of conferences, I guess. It's called freedomco.net, and it's a coalition. Anyway, that was new to me, and so I'm going to look more into the, finding the archives, and I'll let everybody know in an e-blast of some kind.
Keep me posted.
But, yes, and I have to tell you, it was a packed house. We were there Saturday and Sunday. Myself and Richard were there as independent media, Shasta County citizen journalists, and I saw two people with a mask. One was a staff person, and one was an attendee, and that was it. This had a very high volume of regarding the presenters as being faith-based or Christian, so they were very much aware and alluding to this is a spiritual war, a spiritual battle. This is not just about a vaccine or the tests and the
I'm seeing whispers in the wind that this could really make your and again from some pretty credible sources. I'm not going to go too much into it until I have a lot more time to check it out. But basically, you're saying that you know that if you're getting the jab, as they say, it's going to screw up your immune system and you're going to have some real problems.
Yep. Yeah. They exactly went into that, and this is the prediction, especially from Dr. Tenpenny, has been warning for the longest time that when the wild virus spins around here in the fall, if you're having a spike protein factory being conducted in your body, it's going to start to attack every key organ. It's not going to know the difference, and this is why it's important that they want a dose one and dose two. They are not a booster, as they like to think it. They're being called a vaccine. It is not. It's an injection. It's a shot. There's no phrasing or appropriate word to call it a vaccine, but they need that.
It's called an experimental.
And I've also been seeing, going back to this with the young children, that's why they're pushing the young children to be vaccinated.
Well,
12 and
so
up, much. They have it right now at the senior center.
I'm doing some research on that.
The word I have is that 70% of the people are not getting them. That's why they're doing lotteries and offering prizes.
Money.
Nobody wants to take a chance on this crap because you can't sue the manufacturers. You can't do anything if it goes wrong. I mean, you're totally screwed if this thing goes bad.
Add to the fact that they are letting kids decide 12 and up if they want this thing, and they bribe them with ice cream. Back to our ice cream topic. I mean, come on. Are they going to give these kids a little vax card and presume that they go home with it and show it to their parent or guardian? Are you kidding? They can't decide anything. They're 12 years old. And what's going to happen to their growing brain, their hormones? Mm-hmm. And you can't undo this, folks. This is criminal. This is experimental. And this is why they have they want to revoke. This is the FDA. They have some kind of a petition going around. I'm not going to read you all the points, but basically they need to revoke this experimental use authorization immediately. Stop everything they're doing. Stop what you're doing to the pregnant people. Stop what we're doing to these minors and children. They know it's a nightmare. And in kind of a wrap-up, I have to tell you, I am extremely disappointed with our COVID-19 team. They used to have a media briefing every Wednesday at 11 o'clock. They've stopped. They shifted. And what happened? About a month ago, they had a technical glitch during one of their broadcasts. And it was exactly when they were talking about Johnson & Johnson having a pause. Dr. Ramstrom was midstream. Boom. Lights out. It's gone. It's off. And they did not present that they are shifting the tactic or the presentation, so they no longer have community partners, no longer any media whatsoever, no longer reading your email questions, stopping cancel censorship. So what did they do? The next time they had their media briefing, which is pre-taped now, They went along as if nothing happened. So there's no way to know that they put this new special guideline or how they're going to run things. Keep in mind, everybody, we're in red tier. We're next to the purple, the most restrictive one. And then they cancel this and they just tape record it. They're not even at the board meeting doing their check-in. And I go to the board meetings. They pre-tape it on YouTube, so it's 4 minutes of Robin and 4 minutes of Karen Ramstrom, D.O., and that's what I call her. Call her Dr. Ramstrom. If people listen to me, I call her very specifically Karen Ramstrom, D.O. I hope you get my input.
Thanks for the call, Laurie.
Thank you for taking the call.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
That feathers right into my video. I have a video here that's a question and answer session from J.P. Sears. And it's about what health authorities are like in 2021. Are we ready to go?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to do a series of question and answers, and this is J.P. Sears about what people are, you know, and this is is talking about stabbing yourself. So, so here we go.
Hi, I'm J.P. Sears. I'm the head of the Center for Dominance and Control Over People, and I'm here today to answer questions about a recent recommendation for people to stab themselves with knives.
Okay, so the first question is it safe to stab yourself with a knife?
There's a lot of misinformation going around out there. I can assure you it is completely safe to stab yourself. There have been no adverse effects from knifing reported. It's not only completely safe to knife yourself, it's the socially responsible thing to be pressured into doing.
Is it safe for pregnant women?
There is absolutely no reason to be concerned for pregnant women. In our long-term clinical trials with tens of thousands of volunteers that span the course of an hour and a half, we found pregnant women had the best outcomes. The science speaks for itself.
Is the knifing safe for children between the ages of 12 and 2?
We found it's unsafe for young children not to knife themselves. So much so that children will need to be knifed in order to safely return to schools.
I've heard of some adverse reactions to knifing oneself. Are they true?
We've heard reports of profuse bleeding and even internal organ damage in some cases. But the knife manufacturers have looked closely and caringly at these cases and have found no evidence that these adverse reactions are in any way linked to knifings.
The normal testing phases weren't completed prior to approval. Is that a concern?
No.
Absolutely no concern at all. We took years off the testing process and skipped many phases so we could more effectively get the result we were looking for while expediting how fast you can start stabbing yourself.
Is there any truth to the conspiracy theory that this is all for population control and not in the best interest of the individual?
That's preposterous. Knifing treatments have been scientifically developed to help people have safe, protected lives. population's going down. This clearly means we need to get more people knifing themselves quicker for their protection.
What are the knifing guidelines based on?
Our new knifing guidelines are based on the science. It's really that simple and not to be questioned. And in fact, it's so important that people don't speak out or raise sensible questions that our partners at Big Tech will censor those people / Republicans for inciting violence if they try to prevent people from stabbing themselves with knives. We even care so much, we've gone to the extent of censoring doctors for speaking out against it. We feel people need to be protected from physicians who are operating under the oath to do no harm.
Where do the profits go?
We're very excited to report that the knife industry's mandate to use a knife to stab oneself has generated over $25 billion in profit thus far. This is very surprising. We didn't anticipate any profit when we laid out our business plan. And the profit goes directly to knife manufacturers.
Is there any conflict of interest?
No. Just follow the science.
What do I have permission to do?
If you've knifed yourself, it's safe to once again gather in groups of people, but only with other people who have also knifed themselves. You should continue avoiding contact with anyone who has a mental condition known as knifing hesitancy. Thank you for joining me for this question and answer session. Happy stabbing.
Oh, good. Scientificish.
Scientificish. You caught that. I know the first time. So I had to do a double take on that the first time I was listening to it. It's like, wow. But, you know, if you replaced every one of those things with
vaccine,
the jab, everything is that he's saying is absolutely spot on to what they're saying for us to do. I mean, really? We're just supposed to don't question authority. Don't ask any questions. I mean, don't do anything, you know, that we don't want you to do. Just keep jabbing an experimental vaccine into your body so that if it screws up, sue us. Oh, that's right. You can't.
I can't.
Nothing to see here. Oh, and by the way, what flavor does Joe like the best? Chunky chocolate, vanilla? Moose poop. What was
who
the,
knows?
Oh, well, we had the chat room going off there for a little while. It was pretty good. It was we had moose tracks.
And Rocky Road.
Rocky Rocky.
how about what is this? Coffee toffee crunch.
Yeah, that's mine. That's a real one. It's really good.
Coffee toffee crunch.
Hey, it's a real one, you guys.
Hey, that's big news.
Yeah,
that is big news. Travis likes
coffee
toffee
crunch.
I'm
glad I came in so we could get that news today.
I think that's a breaking story that should go national.
I feel accomplished myself. Being able to share that.
You feel better?
I feel honored.
Did you stab yourself this morning?
Don't tell nobody. I do it for a living. I'm a chef.
I was going to say, you stab yourself for a living? Okay.
Yeah, it gives a whole new meaning to the order for the Ginsu knives. Okay, so where are we at now?
It gives new meaning to prepping, huh?
Well, you know.
Just saying.
So I wanted to talk about this. This comes from Zero Hedge a little bit. And, you know, now that we're on the vaccine thing, you know, conspiracy theory, our revelation 16 months ago now widely accepted. On December 30th, 2019, a 34-year-old doctor from China, Li Wenlang, wrote his colleagues on the website of Weibo. I guess it's Weibo in China. They have a website in China called Weibo. That he had found a new virus infection that was very contagious. He warned in a chat group that some of his colleagues to wear protection and avoid infection. He had noticed that 7 cases of the virus that he thought looked like a SARS, the virus that led to the global epidemic in 2003. 4 days later, he was summoned to the Public Security Bureau, where he was told to sign a letter. In the letter, he was accused of making false comments. This is how they do it in a government-controlled place like China. And that had severely disturbed the social order. So, doesn't that sound like
yeah.
a little bit like, the social contract here in Shasta County? Let's forget about the Constitution, the rule of law, you know, your unalienable rights, you know, declare an emergency forever and give up all your rights. Mm-hmm. And there's no problem with that because we have a social contract.
Yeah.
So severely disturbing the social order. Some days later, it was reported that he died of a virus infection. Many say he was killed by the Chinese police. Apparently, the Chinese did not want the world to know about this new virus before it had spread and infected the world.
Huh.
Wow. China protected its two biggest cities, Beijing and Shanghai, but allowed Chinese citizens to fly out of the country and to other countries. What was the goal and motive? I don't know.
Oh.
It's just all a big mistake. You know?
No problem.
Hey, it's science, man!
Yeah.
So, in mid-January 2020, the virus became a major concern in the media. We did research in the foreign press, not U.S. sources. We found some reviews. And this is, they're speaking. This is Zero Hedge. The writer, Tyler Durban, I think, wrote this. Oh, no, this is Domain Capital Research. And it was obvious that China's going to... come on. Well, let me get where it was. All right, so the official story is circulating in the U.S., excuse me, was that the virus came from a live food market in Wuhan. Mm-hmm. That was a diversion to distract from the real source.
No.
Here, I know, the Chinese,
yeah.
those guys. Here is what we wrote in January of 2020. Excerpt from the Wellington Letter Special Edition Bulletin, January 26, 2020. The coronavirus sickness is advancing strongly. Macau's government says casinos may close if the coronavirus outbreak worsens. That would be very negative for the gaming companies, especially the ones that rely primarily on Macau for most of its profits. The number of deaths keeps rising. It was obvious that China's government was hiding the true effects of this new disease. The origin was in the city of Wuhan, where the lab was established in 2018 to investigate some deadly pathogens. And we also know now that that was help funded, if not entirely, by Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
I like to call him Dr. Ratface.
And I believe Joe Biden was in there somewhere as well.
Oh, no.
That.
No, come on. Get off the ice cream wagon. Come on, stop
sorry,
it.
I'm sorry.
So, according... Okay. yeah. So according to the Who's Dustin Times, the lab was built precisely to look into dangerous pathogens like the novel coronavirus, conduct research on them, and find a cure for them. The most dangerous pathogens are classified as BSL-4. BSL-4. Now, that's appropriate.
Yeah, I was just going to say, start with BS.
So when you start adding this all up, let's see, China hiding it, spreading it on the world, causing everybody to shut down their economies because you got out of control boards of supervisors everywhere that think that, you know, you do whatever the government dictates down at the Sacramento level and at the high level, all coming down from Fauci, who helped fund the crap in the first place. Does anybody smell a rat?
And it kind of... Isn't he involved in the vaccine program?
Oh, the ones that are making the $25 billion dollars. That's just thought that wasn't in their business plan. It was just kind of a side benefit they didn't really think of.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, does anybody else smell a rat besides me?
Yeah.
I wonder what the chat room has to say. Yeah, so you know, when you look at this from a perspective of the facts, then you have to come to the conclusion that this was a planned deal.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay? Now, has the Chinese been influencing anybody in America? I don't know. You with their money and greasing palms and, the Fang Fang Yang
son,
Yang and the...
Somebody's son and...
His crack...
Yeah, who broke involved together.
It couldn't have been him because he broke his crack pipe, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he couldn't have been him because he broke his crack pipe on Yang Yang's Yang Yang. Lang Lang Fang Fang. I don't know. It was Fang Fang, wasn't it?
I don't know. At that point.
Okay. So we believe that the numbers of afflicted, the numbers that were afflicted from China was intentionally kept low. In other words, 12 cities are being quarantined now, double the number yesterday, 35 million people. Imagine that happening in the U.S. with people in Los Angeles not allowed to leave their cities.
Hey, I got a question about all that. Now, over in China, Japan and stuff, don't they wear masks all the time anyway?
I don't know.
I think they do pretty much because of the pollution and
haven't,
all that.
Haven't been to Beijing anytime lately.
Well, I'm just saying, so why did they have any problems with the outbreak and all that over in China if you're already wearing a mask?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You know, the real...
I'm just saying,
The real answer to this is to herd immunity by getting exposure, getting sick, taking, I don't know, zinc, hydroxychloroquine,
vitamin D. If the mask works so well that they're trying to make us do here, then why'd they have a problem at all?
Wow. This is, when you read this, if it doesn't make you angry.
Well, yeah, and I heard, and I've been researching it, that they actually had the vaccine before they had the virus.
Well, I don't know what to believe anymore. All I'm saying is that we've got problems here. And, could this happen again if we don't get... I mean, it's like...
Well, what's going to be the next thing?
I mean, you listen to these... who was it? Fauci the other day, and when he's being grilled by Rand Paul, does it really matter what the cause was? Yeah. It does.
It does. And also, the vaccine also makes it so that they have more variants of the problem, the disease, whatever you want to call it, the virus.
Who needs jobs?
So that's why they're now you have to have a booster.
Who needs jobs? When we can sink the world economy. I mean, who needs jobs? We can all go to the government and get our PPPs and our LLLs and our DDDs.
Where's my money, damn it?
And our stimulus checks and our perpetual, funding from the government, that they're counterfeiting. That doesn't really matter because, it's been proven that the Fed has been financing the government debt completely through the buying treasuries. But, of course, that doesn't really matter either because, that doesn't really harm anything.
Right. Okay. I forgot.
I don't know. We're going to go into that after we get past the top of the hour here.
Yeah, we have just a couple minutes for that.
But I don't know. I mean, I've been reading on Donald Trump's website here. I got several Zero Hedge reports here. Some Gateway Pundit stuff on the Arizona Senate is reporting considering an additional audit, this time including all of the 2020 election results. Evidently, they're finding some fraud. We'll see how that goes. You know, and then evidently that's expanding into other states. And, of course, Joe won because he's the most popular president in the history of the world.
There was no problem with the voting machines or any of the votes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, sure there was. Just watch the numbers change, right before your eyes, up on the screen. They just virtually change it. No problem.
You got to get with the program. Quit questioning everything and go stab yourself, okay?
Okay.
With a knife.
With a knife. Any type of knife. It doesn't matter.
It's very scientific.
It's scientific.
It's scientific.
Yeah. Yeah, very scientific.
I wonder if Joe's going to do that.
Well, either that, he's going to have to switch flavors because,
because you didn't eat the right flavor ice cream, you better stab yourself.
Well, if you don't get the right flavor ice cream, you have to stab yourself.
Yeah.
It's a rule. I mean, that's part of the social contract, isn't it? Maybe we should ask our board of supervisors. They'll know.
Yeah, that's it.
So, we kid a lot, but we kind of are serious. I don't know. There's so many things. I want to talk about the currency manipulation. I want to talk about a bunch of stuff. While we're on this, we got a couple minutes here. A virologist, say that three times fast, says genetic fingerprints prove COVID-19 was man-made. No credible. It's interesting. They shut down all the doctors. You got a ton of doctors saying, wait a minute. This was man-made. Wait a minute. Quit crushing the cures, quit spiking, the cures, all this stuff. And it's just like, let's listen to Dr. Fauci instead.
Yeah, they never say about the ones that the people that have survived through it and everything. You never get those numbers.
We need a new lamp. Mask on, mask off. Just clap.
Well, you got to have a couple layers, yeah. So, with that, I guess we're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Mind. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. Infrastructure negotiations continue between the White House and Senate Republicans. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Talks continue between President Biden's team and a group of GOP senators, even though a deal won't be reached before the president's end of May deadline.
We're going to meet sometime next week, and we'll see if we can move that.
And he says time is of the essence.
I told her we have to finish this very soon.
The White House proposes a $1.7 trillion infrastructure plan, while Republicans have countered with a $928 billion offer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Police in South Florida say two people died and up to 25 were wounded early this morning at a shooting outside a banquet hall. News outlets say it happened in the wee small hours of the morning at El Mula Banquet Hall in northwest Miami-Dade County near Hialeah. The building had been rented out for a concert. Police say three people got out of an SUV and opened fire on the crowd. A massive new $1.73 billion concourse with 15 gates has opened at LAX.
The West Gates expansion is now in service following a ceremony marking more than 4 years of work as part of a $14.5 billion airport modernization project. The concourse will serve international and domestic flights. Located just west of the Tom Bradley International Terminal, the five-level, 750,000-square-foot West Gates concourse is 1,700 feet long. Officials say it's based around a digitally-based travel experience.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Authorities say they've stopped looking for survivors hours after a small plane carrying seven people crashed into a Tennessee lake. Rutherford County Fire and Rescue says the crews have transitioned from a rescue effort to that of a recovery effort. The FAA is investigating. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Midland, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1335. Rec NMLS number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Memorial Day weekend has been a washout for some areas of the country, while other places, the weather's fine.
National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says the plains in the Northeast are getting rain, and some areas are even competing for record low temperatures.
We're still talking about the possibility of record cold afternoon temperatures for portions of the Northeast tomorrow, but instead of 40s and 50s, we're talking 50s and low 60s.
Meanwhile, in areas out west, it's hot.
A chance of setting a record high in Sacramento of 100 tomorrow.
He says Memorial Day brings even higher temperatures in the west, possibly some record breakers. The southern plains see rain, and the northeast gets out of those colder temperatures. I'm Julie Walker.
The three suspects in Italy's cable car disaster have left prison after a judge indicated that for now most of the blame fell on the service technician who intentionally disabled the car's brake because it kept locking up. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Duchess of Cambridge gets her first dose of the vaccine.
Kate, the 39-year-old wife of Prince William, received her shot at London's Science Museum, a mass vaccination centre near the couple's home at Kensington Palace, according to a photo posted on the Twitter feed. She got vaccinated a few weeks after her husband. Britain this week extended its COVID-19 vaccination programme to everyone over the age of 30. The programme has been gradually expanded to progressively younger age groups since it began in early December, and more than 70% of adults have already received at least one dose. Other members of the royal family, including Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Charles, have publicised their vaccine appointments to encourage people to get shots. Zaria Shackley, London.
Today is Sunday, May 30th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including country singer Wynonna Judd, 57, actor Ted McGinley, 63. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. There you have it. That's Bruce Springsteen, if you didn't know. Where are we at?
Well, let's talk about the recall.
Okay.
And to start it off, let's talk about our dinner that we have coming up for the recall on June 12th. It's going to be at the Anderson BFW Hall, and that's located at 3210 West Center Street. The doors will open at 4:30. If you want to buy a table, it's $300, and that sets eight people, or their tickets are $40 each. If you're interested, give a call at 691-1707. And I know we have a few tables left, so if you want to go and get the table or tickets, you better hurry up and get yours. So that would be great. It's going to be a fun-filled night. We usually do a lot of good things there, and it's going for a good cause.
Well, there you have
it. Yeah, so again, that's June 12th.
Yeah, but the recall's falling apart, right?
Yeah, and we have no right to do this.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's what gets me. There's no reason for you to have a recall. It costs too much money. It's not your constitutional right. Follow the Constitution,
It's picking up steam is what's happening here, because people are getting tired, and they're starting to see it. And it's like all of this left-wing crap from the media, and our Board of Supervisors with R's in front of their names or behind their names or wherever it happens to be, which I heard Wednesday stands for Rhino, which is probably pretty much appropriate, at least three out of them.
Right.
They're expecting everybody to forget about all of this. Now, Terry read this statement about the Board of Supervisors, they think that everybody's got a short memory or something. You know, there's a group of people that support the Board of Supervisors, and they have every right to do that. That's fine. But why would you go after the people who are trying to do a legal recall? And, is this legal? Is there any other legal way to do this? Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
And they talk about the money. Is there a cheaper way to do this?
Well, and they talk about money on both sides of it. You know, they talk about that the people that are doing the recall aren't being transparent, and they're getting all this money, and they're not reporting it. And then they're saying that the county, you know, it's going to cost the county so much, and we still haven't got that figure exactly how much that money is. And then my question is, so your freedom, you can put a price tag on?
Well, and they keep talking about where's the money coming from,
Yeah.
And I'm looking right at the Shasta forward. I like to refer to them as Shasta backward because it doesn't seem like we're going forward, we're going backward. But they haven't reported anything. And the, all these ads have been paid by the Shasta forward, you know, all this stuff. And they're saying they're not getting any donations over $1,000, I guess, so they don't have to report it. But is there a reporting of all of it at some point?
Yes.
When is that?
I believe it's August 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That they would have to show that. But, yeah, what they're saying, because they haven't reported anything, you know, that nobody's donated any monies over $1,000, whether that's cash, check, or in kind. Now, in kind is, say you did a service for me and you charged me $1,500, I still have to report that.
Hmm.
I'm just saying. So,
well, it and it seems like I guess that you know, that's okay. Maybe that everything's on the up and up, but I'm not sure what there is to investigate from the DA and all that crap that was showing up. And you know, these guys think that everybody's going to forget that they supported a out of control governor who's being recalled because he overstepped his boundaries, got rid of the Constitution, basically, you know, should have it reinstated everybody's rights. It didn't overwhelm. They ignored their own declaration of an emergency. That's a big problem because what these people don't realize is that if you can let them get away with that, you can declare an emergency anytime you want. We can declare a fiscal emergency. We can declare emergency the homeless. We can declare an emergency for anything we want, and now we can suspend all your rights.
Yeah.
And then we can pick and choose our winners.
Yeah, and it wasn't a law. So it's not like it was a law and it had to be followed that way.
So what she...
And it came down to money, that they had to go along with the governor in order to get money for the county.
Well,
correct?
We got the money, except it wasn't supposed to be for the county government. It was supposed to be for the county businesses that were feeling the heat, that were being, you know, because you're not essential. You need to go out of business, even though we can support all the big box stores because they're essential.
Right. And we're going to turn, you know, control of that money, or partial, I should say, over to the Chamber of Commerce, which I still can't wrap my head around why you give somebody else control of some money to take care of the essential business.
Because they get to make a couple $300,000 in the process.
Oh.
Well, that's why all these guys are being, they're all in favor of this, because most of these guys are getting paid off one way or the other.
And they're not related in any fashions or anything going on there.
So,
it's...
Alyssa McEwen put together a good thing. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But, you know, what the county supervisors are counting on is forget the whole year 2020 because, you know, they were just trying to protect everybody.
Right.
Really? Are you freaking stupid?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, trying to protect everybody. They locked us out of the chambers. We got shifty science going on here. Forced a bunch of businesses to close while others got to remain open because they were on the okay list. Just happened to be a bunch of big box stores that, you know, so it doesn't matter if you're in a mom and pop store or in a big box store if you're a spreader. I guess
it
matters.
It does matter. Yeah. You can only get it in the small stores, the small business.
Because it's intelligent. The virus is intelligent.
It knows this.
Yeah.
And that's the only time it'll spread is when you're in those environments.
Yeah,
but if you're at Costco or Lowe's or whatever.
They refuse to be held accountable by their constituents. I mean, wasteful spending, you know, test to create an environment that looks like that it's worse than it is. You know, overinflate by the CDC's. I mean, they just went on with every program so they could get their money, stoke their coffers, you know, hire another 100 more people to the county because that's what government does. It doesn't operate for the people's benefit at this point. And that's what I want to talk about next week when we go into the law.
Yeah, how many businesses would those 100 jobs help if it went to them instead of for more jobs at the county level? I'm just asking. How many businesses could have been saved under that?
Well, especially now when everyone's looking for need people, you know, there's nobody wants to work.
Right.
And even those big box stores can't hire people right now either.
Well... This is a quote from Bastiat, and this is Frederick Bastiat writing this in 1850, and the title is How to Identify Legal Plunder, okay? But this is, how are you, and it goes on, but how is this legal plunder to be identified? Quite simply, see if the law takes from some persons what belongs to them and gives it to another person who doesn't belong. See if the law benefits one citizen at the expense of another by doing what the citizen himself cannot do without committing a crime. Then abolish this law without delay, for it is not only an evil itself, but also it is a fertile source for further evils because it invites reprisals. If such a law, which may be an isolated case, is not abolished immediately, it will spread, multiply, and develop into a system. The person who profits from this law will complain bitterly, defending his acquired rights. Okay? He will claim that the state is obligated to protect and encourage his particular industry.
Huh, does that sound kind of familiar?
Isn't this guy so,
wow.
It's like, it's 100 and something, 200 years
How
ago,
did
whatever.
How know that back then?
I don't know, maybe it's like a pattern.
Yeah.
This is the this procedure enriches the state because the protected industry is thus able to spend more and pay higher wages to the poor working man. Do not listen to the sophistry of vested interests. The acceptance of these arguments will build legal plunder into a whole system. In fact, this has already occurred. The present-day delusion is an attempt to enrich everyone at the expense of everyone else to make plunder universal under the pretense of organizing it. I mean, how spot on is that?
Wow, yeah.
Okay, that's Frederick Bastiat.
That was 100 years ago.
Well, it was 1850, so it's farther than
that. Yeah.
Okay. See, this has been a pattern that these guys have been using for a long time. Go to The Prince. That's another book you should read if you haven't read it. The Prince by Machiavelli, that talks about how to control everybody, keep everybody in place, be the prince, you know, be the king.
Yeah.
And so that they don't riot. You know, you take everything just enough to where you don't push them over the edge, but you still turn them into slaves.
Yeah. Make them scared enough that they'll do what you want them to do.
There you have it. All right, so let's see. We got Thursday, June 3rd, 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview. They'll be starting to organize groups of people who will be canvassing the three districts, starting with District 2, Leonard Modi's district. If you would like to help gather signatures, please come and get involved. Okay, that's Thursday, June 3rd at 2570 South Bonneview.
So do we know, are they going to start?
I think it's at 6 o'clock, though.
This coming Saturday, do we know? Because I've had people ask.
Well, it says
and
Thursday.
And they should show up on Thursday, I know, but are they actually?
I think they're going to map it out on Thursday, but I think next Saturday is when we start. Okay. I believe so. But I wouldn't take that to the bank.
So make sure that you get plugged in on Thursday, folks, because I have people ask that and show up so you can find out for yourself exactly when it's going to start.
All right. Well, let's turn to money.
Which part?
You can turn to money and then I'll spend you.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Sorry. Maybe I need more coffee. I don't know. The Fed's argument that it's not directly financing government debt finally fails. Okay? The drastic moves made by the Feds and the Fed, which are two different things, by the way, if you don't know. The Feds are, you know, the federal government, and the Fed being a private bank issuing our currency and charging us interest on the counterfeiting that they're doing, which is legal, by the way, because they made it legal.
Yeah, but I can't do that.
Gee, does that sound like Bastiat a little bit, where somebody else is doing something that if you did it was a crime?
Yeah.
Throughout 2020, they sidetracked us without any discussion straight into modern monetary theory. This is all the Keynesianist crap that these guys have all been taught, you know, by going to Harvard. You know, the old saying, you go to Harvard and you turn left, this is communism, a central banking. I mean, it's one of the platforms of the Communist Manifesto. Who knew? Okay.
Right.
So with the theory that the government can create as much debt as it wants forever. This is modern monetary theory, by the way. It can create as much debt as it wants forever, and the Fed can directly finance that debt forever, and the only bound being the restraints of inflation. Now, think about that. We can counterfeit as much money as we want.
For
as long as we want. Charge everybody interest, thereby putting everybody in debt. Because if it was our own money, we wouldn't charge ourselves interest. We would just create it, and then we would put it into circulation. We would have to buy treasuries at an interest rate. We would just start, you know, helicopter dropping, just like Bernanke said. And, of course, there might be some inflation, but we wouldn't have any national debt, that we would owe the Fed. Because the Fed's you know, the Fed is directly financing the government and monetizing its debt at whatever level the government demands. This is what happened in Germany. This is exactly when the Germany became hyperinflated, and you heard about, and you've seen the pictures of, you know, the wheelbarrows
full of money,
and they throw the wheelbarrow over, steal the wheelbarrow, and leave the money.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw a thing the other day. It was really cool. You know, they were showing how much money it took in Venezuela to buy a roll of toilet paper. And it was like two stacks, you know, 10, 12 inches higher, three stacks, whatever it was, and one roll of toilet paper. And the guy was commenting on it, wow, why don't we just throw the toilet paper away and use the money? Because we'd actually get more bang for our buck. But that is what they're talking about when it says, only bound by the restraints of inflation. Okay. The Fed's absolutely massive reverse repo operations used this month to extract $500 billion in cash money out of the system. So they think they're going to keep pulling it out. Done at the same time the Fed is creating money in the system, leaves us no question that is directly financing the government and monetizing its debt at whatever level. See, they're trying to keep the inflation from getting out of hand, but you can't print and budget $6 trillion on top of a debt of $30 trillion and not have any side effects called inflation. See, when the inflation starts to get out of hand, they can't stop it. What they'll try to do is raise interest rates to slow the flow back down into the economy. That's why what happened in Carter, I mean, we were alive. I was alive. I don't know if you were alive, but
in
79, I believe you were alive. When Carter's policies that were similar to this, we started having inflation, the gas prices, the lines, all of that stuff.
The gas wars.
I remember food, you know, everything going up. And so, you know, what they did back then is the same thing they're doing now. And when they did that, when it started inflating the currency to the point where everything was starting to shoot up, and this happens fairly quickly, by the way, when it starts to go.
Yeah.
It's within a month to 6 months that it gets to be a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was then they start raising interest rates. And that interest rate slows down the borrowing, so it slows down the cash from all the banking going into the system, to curb the inflation. So they want to limit the supply of the money.
Yeah.
Okay. But the problem is that when it gets up to 20%, does that kill the housing market?
I think.
That's what happened in 79.
Yeah.
And then you had a crash. Okay. And now we're in so much worse shape than we were then that if this interest rate starts climbing, what they're doing right now is they're bribing everybody out of revolt. Think about
it. They're trying to.
Well, they're trying to.
Yeah.
Because if they don't put all this money into the system to pay for all these people to stay perpetually on unemployment and have these low interest rates and buy these houses and the PPP loans and everybody's getting all this free money.
Yeah. What happens if they just stopped it right now?
Well,
that's what I'm saying. You know, think the people might get a little upset when they go to the mailbox and there's nothing there?
Yeah, it's
going to
be a problem.
You know?
Okay, so you know, so they've been what they don't allow themselves to realize is where we're going with this. The Fed is financing the government at the level to save the nation. Now listen to this: from economic devastation caused by the government mandated COVID closures in 2020. But it is doing it at the cost of crushing monetary policy. No one in the main financial or political media is calling the Fed out on this outright debt financing, which, by the way, is illegal. And when we have things like this happening and nobody steps in to stop it, then you have no rule of law. You have the law of the rulers. Okay? No one is likely to care because everyone quietly realizes the entire economy and all markets would crumble into dust if the Fed stopped doing what it's doing. But the problem is it's going to crumble into dust after a hyperinflation.
Anyway.
We're just going to make it worse by continuing these
policies. Yeah, the longer it goes, the worse it's going to become.
What they don't allow themselves to realize is that this situation predictably developed because the Fed has been creating total economic dependence on itself for the last decade. We are now witnessing the terminus of years of bad Fed policy that piled up as the Fed tried to create centrally controlled, tried to centrally control the U.S. economy from under its own superior intelligence as to what is the best for the markets. This is Keynesian policy at its best. This is modern monetary theory at a level that has made Chinese planning look like the B-team.
Wow.
Now, I suggest that if you're not ready for a big problem, you should get, if you're not getting ready, you're ready. Most of the Patriots understand what's going on, I believe.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, I believe, can see it coming. They don't know, of course, we don't know when. I mean, you can't say, you know, the date and time this is going to happen. But, yeah, I think a lot of people realize it. I don't know if they realize the magnitude that it could be at this point.
Well, let's go on here.
Yeah.
Most financial writers and political writers wore blinders to block out the reality throughout the long period over which the Fed tried to create a recovery from the Great Recession. I have always argued that they are creating a permanently Fed-dependent recovery that could never withstand the Fed's withdrawal of stimulus money and never withstand the next major financial crisis. While all astute and honest people knew that the Fed was financing the government debt for years, the Fed used to be able to somewhat reasonably argue that it was not buying treasuries illegally. To finance the government, that it only bought treasuries as a way of setting monetary policy. Now, talk about doublespeak.
Yeah.
Talk about doublespeak.
So what it really says is, yes, they are buying treasuries.
Yeah, it says, yeah. Exactly, exactly. They're arguing that they were not buying treasuries illegally to finance the government, but it was only bought treasuries as a way of setting monetary policy. Isn't that the same exact frickin' thing?
Yeah.
Okay. It could make the argument on the basis that the Fed does not directly set market interest rates by mandate. It sets rates by buying and selling financial instruments on supposedly open markets to manipulate interest rates by controlling supply and demand. The Fed wouldn't use the term manipulate because that has always been what it's been doing all along. Now, this is a great article, and I think it hits it spot on. And then you see another little deal here about, worldwide silver shortage.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, so the Fed.
With saying that, silver is used in a lot of things. I'm just saying, you know, like computers and chips and things like that.
So the problem is that silver and gold are money by law, and I guess we'll just throw that out of the Constitution. And the reason it was by law said only gold and silver coins shall be, promoted by the states or put into circulation by the states, basically, because they didn't anticipate that we would have a central bank, okay, getting out of control. So the U.S. Mint delays silver. This was yesterday.
Well, they never thought we'd get off the gold standard.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
So U.S. Mint delays silver shipments due to global silver shortage, okay? Interest in silver is soaring. Gee, I wonder why. Silver demand, silver demand for printed and flexible electronics is forecast to increase 54%. Yeah, that's what you want is electronics and printed over 54% over the next 10 years. Demand for silver is rapidly developing sector to forecast to come in all 48 million ounces this year. So by the time they're done, they're expected to surge to demand to 615 million ounces a year. That's all going to overwhelm the production, by the way. And so I anticipate a huge jump because are they going to quit printing money?
No.
No. And so.
No, that made it quite clear in the other article. They're not going to quit printing it. No. They're just going to go on and on and on.
So what I'm saying is this is a perfect storm. Okay. This is a perfect storm. We just have to wait for it to develop. With that, maybe we should.
We're almost to a break. Yeah. But it's going to affect a lot of things. That's what people need to realize.
It's already affecting a lot of things.
Yeah, with the silver and stuff that, like I was saying, the chips and all of that. It gets very involved in a lot of different areas of our life. And with that, I guess we'll go to a break. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Going back a little bit.
Yeah, that's going back to the war in Vietnam.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, that was great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we have a caller.
We do. We got David on the line. Good morning, David. Hello.
You're on the air. If you're on
David.
The air.
David. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Well, I guess
we'll
maybe you'll have to call back in or something because...
He's connected. He needs to just talk.
I don't know.
No, open your mouth.
Moving right along. Okay.
All right. Well, let us know in there, Travis.
Yeah. Okay.
So we will move along.
I got a quick clip here from another clip from JP.
Okay. What instrument are we using now?
So this is entitled "Why Jobs Are Bad for America." Evidently, JP has an injury. So the first part of this is he's in a wheelchair, and he actually had an injury where he tore his patella. So he's in a wheelchair with a leg brace on.
But it's not a knife wound.
What's funny is I didn't play the whole thing on the knife wound because it shows him at the end of it. He's upstairs without his crutches, yelling, "My wife is hitting my crutches! Damn it, woman! Where are my crutches?" So, but that kind of cues up the first part of this. So let's listen to this about the jobs. Okay, here we go.
What's up?
Ah! Ah! Oh my God! Ah! Ah!
Hey man, what'd you do to your knee?
I was wakeboarding, and then out of the blue, someone called me by the wrong pronoun. The force of those violent words snapped my patella tendon instantly.
Wait, but don't you have them listed in your Instagram bio, even though you obviously present as a man?
Yeah. He, she, lioness, Skeletor, frog poison, they're all in there.
I can't believe people can't just tell just by looking at you. I mean, it's obvious. Are you going to need surgery?
Yeah, but I'm just going to have the surgery done verbally to maximize impact.
As a doctor, that's exactly what I'd recommend. Does it have very much, what's that word? Red.
Inflammation?
Stiffness, swelling.
Infatuation?
Inception.
Inclined bench press?
Adjectives for.
Insurance?
Is your knee appropriating?
Inclitoral stimulation?
No.
In your solar system?
No.
Inflation?
Yeah, that's it. Inflation. Does it have much inflation?
Yeah, there's quite a bit, but I'm not worried. I keep intentionally banging my knee into things so it'll keep going up.
That's smart.
Thank you.
So with your knee, whose boat are you claiming to have been behind?
Mine. I'm not working anymore, so I can finally afford one. Unemployment's really helping me step into my earning potential.
Oh, it was nice of the American people to buy that for you. I took out 12 PPPPPP loans.
I don't think it was them.
Oh, well, I mean, it was nice of the people who print money out of thin air to buy that for you.
Yeah, I don't think our children and grandchildren will mind paying the price for it.
Well, they'll be better off in a worse-off world because of their generosity that they don't know that they have yet.
What do you think about all the inflation that's happening with our currency?
Well, I think as long as we keep printing money and giving it to people who don't want to work, I don't think we'll ever have to worry about the rate of inflammation ever going down.
If we could only be so lucky and intelligent.
Right?
Oh, I just saw the jobs report. Even though they estimated there'd be over 1 million newly employed people last month, there were only 266,000 newly employed people.
Hmm. And is that out of the 7 million jobs that are currently available? Not including OnlyFans.
Yes.
What I want to know is, who are those 266,000 idiots who want to work?
Beats me. It's almost like they don't care about growing as a person and exploring the totality of their being while sitting on the couch doing nothing.
Did you know that many businesses, including restaurants, are facing a serious labor shortage because some people would rather stay at home on a couch collecting unemployment money?
Rather than working and getting paid for doing something? Yeah.
What do you think should be done to solve that problem?
Extend unemployment forever. I think it's the only logical solution. Do you have any thoughts on the matter?
Well, I agree with you. I would also say that we should start creating more jobs that require people to do nothing. That way they could be doing the same amount of nothing that they're doing now, but the nothing that they're doing would be their job, so they would actually be earning something while they do nothing.
It doesn't make sense that they're not doing that already.
Yeah.
Right?
Why aren't they doing that?
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, what are they waiting for?
It doesn't make any sense.
None. It doesn't make any sense. Yes, I concur. I'm completely on board with that line of thinking.
Nice.
Gross.
It is.
But at the heart of the currency collapse, which is really boosting our economy, what do you think the real issue is?
Capitalism. It doesn't work because people are greedy.
So what would be better?
Socialism. People would be more than happy to work for the common good in a socialist society without being rewarded for their individual effort because people aren't greedy.
Ooh, do you think we'll ever try socialism in this country?
We already are.
Ah, well, as a frog sitting in a pot of boiling water, I haven't noticed.
You're not supposed to.
Well, I feel like the indoctrination that I've gone through by watching the mainstream media news programs every night has made me unaware of what's actually happening.
Same.
Hey, have you talked to your birthing person recently?
Yeah, just last week.
Oh, how'd it go?
We're fighting. I get pretty mad at her for lying to me all these years.
Ooh, what was she lying about?
My whole life, she always told me she was my mother while concealing the fact that she's my birthing person.
Ugh, birthing person, f*** her. That's some real betrayal.
I know.
Well, have you found out who your real mother is?
I don't know why I would even have one.
Well, I gotta run. I'm getting lunch with my non-birthing person.
Cool. Enjoy.
Well, it'll be a while before I get there. You know, we're out of gas, so I gotta take a bird scooter. Hopefully we don't run out of electricity, too.
There was so much truth in that. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, we're making fun of all that stuff. But, you know, the sad part is that's how some of these woke people think.
That is true.
They don't understand basic economics. They think that the government can just keep paying for everything and there's no consequence.
Yeah. The endless supply of money.
Well,
Obama stash.
I just thought that was so appropriate. I had to play
I guess
it.
We have David back on the line. Are you there, David?
I am. Can you guys hear me now?
We can hear you.
Very good. Let's go. We're on the air.
In regards to that last one, this one's going to tie right into it as far as the madness. So over the last week, they've been discussing spending $10 billion to remove freeways from cities because they're racist.
Oh my goodness!
These people are—they're not just crazy; they're lunatics that need to be put into an asylum.
This is like Twilight Zone.
I knew it. I knew they're racist.
Jeez. So what's racist? So, well, so can you explain to me what's racist about the freeways? Just for my own, you know,
have white lines.
It apparently separates communities, and it just puts roads and things like that in between the different places.
Wow, we wouldn't want to have that happen.
No.
Basically what it is, you know, you don't need those things that, you know, trucks drive on that provide your cities with, you know, food and goods and things like that. It almost sounds like the Great Reset and what they were talking about how we weren't going to have roads everywhere. Funny. Amazing how that works. And then in addition to that, I mean, bright side, Pete Buttigieg, he is totally for it.
Well, why do we need roads when we got Pete?
Well, yeah, he's like the Napoleon Dynamite of politicians.
That's awesome.
Gosh.
I mean, these people are living in such an illusion. Now, some of these guys are just evil. They know at the end of the day that if this is a takeover, China's probably involved. If not, you just got a bunch of corrupt politicians that just want to control everything, and they're out of control, so they just do whatever they want. But the real deal is that anybody that would think that this is logical thinking, I mean,
that's scary.
It just stuns me.
Well, and it's amazing, too, the things that are now becoming part of the systemic racism. So take, for instance, roads. How can roads possibly be racist, but yet you are attributing racism to inanimate objects? This is how far down the line we have progressed. Yet, of course, if you're a black officer, you're part of the problem, and you yourself are systemically racist.
Well, I mean, everything's racist, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do, you know. I mean, they're just going to pin that on anybody they want because it's like a little kid throwing a fit, you know. You'll say anything and do anything to get what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is what we're seeing across the board. It's not based in logic. It's more based upon trying to get people to go along with the party lines and across the board. And what we're seeing taking place, even with the vaccines, with the masking. I mean, the people who don't want people to go out without masks, these are the same ones that are saying, well, I want to wear my mask because it's a virtue signal, and that's it.
Yeah, I want to be able to recognize Republicans and Democrats because the Democrats are going to be wearing the masks and the Republicans are going to be wearing the white pointy hoods.
Well, and there was a Slate article that was discussing about how this woman, who she herself was a leftist, was with her man who would not take off his mask for anything. He would put it up in between bites, and he would not take it off for lovemaking, and it was ruining her relationship. It's like, come on. At what point, and of course he's upset with her now because she's vaccinated and she wants to be able to go out and go to the bar with her girls and stuff like that. And he's upset with her because she'll go out with the girls and they'll end up not wearing a mask. So she's basically like, I don't know what I'm going to do. My relationship's over. But this is how far this mental illness has progressed within our country.
Wow. It is crazy, Dave. I'm not kidding. I don't even know where you go.
Yeah.
Can't even
believe
it.
I just wanted to get that bit about the roads and the rest of that there. Hope everybody's having a great day and have a great Memorial Day weekend, guys.
You too.
Dave. We'll see you next week. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah. All right. I can't even believe that's, you know, a conversation that we are having about roads and many other things. I mean,
it's ridiculous. In the meantime, if you want a fair election, you're a racist. You know, I mean, I'm looking at the, this comes from the Arizona Audit War Room. I guess it's a Twitter account. 1 million ballots hand counted in the only forensic audit in Maricopa County. Now, this is a huge milestone. They're about halfway through the historic audit and we'll have a result soon. Now, just the fact that they're doing it should be on the news. What do we get on the news?
Yeah,
What do we get on the news? What flavor is your, what is your favorite flavor of ice cream, you know, Joe? You know, pedophile China Joe? I mean, it is so surreal. But that just goes to show you, you know, garbage in, garbage out. If you have enough garbage spewing out to enough people that, you know, believe that it's a credible source, then you got people that are walking around with their brain so full of crap that they don't
They don't have a brain at all.
Well, it's replaced their brain with crap. And so, you know, when they say, you know,
that ain't right. That just ain't right.
That crap ain't right.
that's ain't right.
I ain't going down that broke. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Oh, here's a good one. Did everybody see that they in Yankee Stadium the other day they put a new a banner from Trump won over the top?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, Trump won, Save America, Yankee Stadium. They threw it over there on live TV, and I guess they probably got thrown out. But they probably. I guess was there for quite a little while. Another huge Trump won banner. And no matter how much these guys try to shut you down, because that's their name of their game. You know, that's like, dude, you don't think that Biden's our president? Not if he cheated to get elected.
If it wasn't legal.
Right. I mean, they don't care. Okay. But we're supposed to shut up and take it no matter what. You know?
That's right.
You know, let's not examine anything. Let's not have anything go to court. Let's dismiss everything on a technicality. You know, let's forget about the fact that, you know, we went to sleep and he was way ahead and then we woke up and he was way behind and or just barely squeaking behind because a bunch of ballots came in over the night when they were supposed to be shut down at the polls and there was no fraud there and it was statistically impossible and there was more votes than voters.
Voters. And, yeah. That's always a good one,
yeah,
isn't it?
Just shut up. You know, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's always a good one.
Malcontent.
Yeah.
So.
How dare you question them?
Well, that's the problem. Okay. Yeah. And that's how they do everything. It's like the COVID. You know, the COVID. Oh, you don't wear a mask. Oh, you're an idiot. You're a danger to society. You're an extremist. You're probably a rebel. You're probably an American.
Bad. Bad person.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then we got, okay, so I got another article here. We got a couple of them, actually. So I think, you know, they're talking about new inauguration day is a Sidney Powell. I mean, I don't know what to believe anymore, but, you know, let me get this. Increasing chaotic volatility ahead. The new normal few think possible. This is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. Now, I'm picking stories from different places, but these guys are pretty credible. Same for Gateway Pundit, and there's a few other ones that, you know, bypass the mainstream media and actually report stuff, believe it or not.
This is true.
I mean, what kind of reporting is CNN doing these days when they're it's ice cream? Wow. So, this was authored by Hugh Smith via of Two Minds blog. It's under the title Tyler Durden. If anybody doesn't know that, that comes from the Fight Club movie. Excuse me. That the era of stability has ended and a new era of increasingly chaotic volatility has begun is not on anyone's radar as a possibility. The standard debate about the future of the economy is, which will we get, high inflation or a deflationary collapse of defaults and asset bubbles popping? The debate goes round and round in widening circles of complexity as an analyst delve into every nuance of the debate. A recent conversation with his friend AT raised a third possibility few seem to be considering. Increasing chaotic volatility will be the new norm. As wild swings between inflation and deflation will increase in amplitude and ferocity as the system destabilizes. Increasing chaotic volatility is a classic sign of a system that has lost equilibrium and is attempting to regain its dynamic stability by going into overdrive. We're kind of there,
yeah.
I think. And, you know, the loss of stability is not what people expect. The experience in the past 60 years has been that any hiccup is in the financial stability, a recession or market crash is temporary. As the system responds with monetary and fiscal stimulus, which quickly restores the system's stability. Not going to happen this time. Okay,
no,
we've done
it.
It can't. It can't.
Yeah.
So what we there's a way out of this, but it's not printing money. It's not paying everybody to stay home. It's not giving out free money to businesses so that they can stay in business while doing nothing. You know, I mean, there is a end of the road here, and it's ugly. What's going to save us is productivity, getting back to working hard at producing things in America and selling them and doing like they did, you know, after we won the Revolutionary War, where GDP doubled every 10 years, and they couldn't even stop this economic news. You know, it was unbelievable how fast we grew.
Or like after World War II.
Right. Start making America first.
Yeah. Close the borders.
Close the borders.
You know.
And that doesn't mean you're isolating from the rest of the world. You can have trade, but it's not like the trade we've been doing. It's not like, oh, yeah, here's
this
all of
this train is going somewhere. This is a train station that goes to nowhere. You know, and that's what they did after World War II. Look at what picked up. Manufacturing. Look what happened to the economy and the people and the morality and everything.
So what we have to do is start locally. And the way we're going to win this is to get rid of these guys. Recall them. Get guys who, you know, it's just like I haven't heard anybody say, it's like this commercial with John Cox, the Beast. We got the Beauty and the Beast. I don't know who wrote that for him, but they're a freaking idiot or they want to lose. Okay. I want to hear somebody talk about defending the Constitution, defending our rights, you know, closing the borders, making the voting, so that it's legitimate and not being stolen or manipulated by voting machines or mail-in ballots or whatever.
And be transparent. I mean, they're screaming, be transparent. What about the money at the county level? Let's show us the books. Let us have an audit. Just saying.
Wow. I mean, who knew?
Yeah.
So I've been, you know, watching the stuff coming off the desk of Donald Trump. Anybody who, if you're not familiar with his news site, and he's going to be coming up with social media here pretty soon. And then the news site is DonaldJTrump.com. And this is he did a scathing piece on Paul Ryan, and this is the whole thing that, oh, if you're a Republican, you're a great guy. I, you know, we didn't need to spell that myth. It's just complete bull crap.
Yeah. Has nothing to do with letters after your name.
Can we say the
bull?
I didn't think so. I got the head shake.
BS.
We can say bull crap. We can't say BS. We can't say horse tukey. We can say horse tukey, can't we?
Horse and bull's about the same animal, just so you know.
Oh, okay. so we can't say... Can we say otter dookie? Or how about marmoset dookie? Or how about platypus dookie?
You can't say dookie at all.
Oh.
Oh.
What am
you
I
can't say dookie?
You can't say dookie?
No.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
You can say dookie, not translated with the S word, right?
There you go.
Okay. Never mind. Let's talk about something besides dookie and crap. All right, so Paul Ryan, this is from the desk of Donald Trump. Rhino Paul Ryan, who became a lame duck speaker of the House, lost all vote-getting capabilities with the people he represented in Wisconsin. And was the single biggest factor, other than Romney himself, for the monumental Romney-Ryan loss in the presidential race of 2012. Now, do you think they set these guys up to win or to lose?
Come on. This is a trick question,
okay,
right?
So, you know, he is now speaking to other Republicans, telling them how to win elections. Interestingly...
Okay.
And this is Trump speaking. I was in the great state of Wisconsin when they booed him off the podium. I literally had to come to his rescue. Okay? Ryan should instead be telling everybody how to stop the cheating of the elections and that we would have won if Republican leadership fought the way the Democrats did. It was the same day that Ryan went on the board of Fox. Fox will never be the same, in quotations or in parentheses. That Fox literally lost its way and became a much different place, with millions of its greatest supporters fleeing for good. Paul Ryan has been a curse to the Republican Party. He has no clue as to what needs to be done in our country. Was a weak and ineffectual leader and spends all of his time fighting Republicans as opposing Democrats who are destroying our country. As a Republican, having Paul Ryan on your side is almost a guarantee of a loss for both you and the party and America itself. Now, we weren't getting that through the mainstream media, were we?
Right.
Yeah, because they filter everything. They dilute everything. They talk about ice cream.
Yeah. They don't talk about anything of value, that's for sure.
So we're going to start getting more news out of Trump here. Here's another one. It's from May 27th. That one, by the way, that I just read was from the 28th, 2 days ago. Here's from the 28th as well. Ronald Reagan would not be happy to see that the Reagan Library is run by the head of the Washington Post, Fred Ryan. How the hell did that happen? No wonder they consistently have rhino speakers like Karl Rove and Paul Ryan. They do nothing for our forward-surging Republican Party. Isn't this interesting stuff?
Yeah.
Here's another one. This is the 27th. Breaking news. Massive numbers of dead people voted in the 2020 presidential election, far greater than anyone has known or seen before. Some of these dead people even applied for an application to vote. This is just one of the many fraudulent aspects of the 2020 presidential election. People are just now beginning to understand. Now, that's our ex-president or maybe our slash president who was gypped out of being the president. Now, if that's true, and these audits start coming up, and they start finding out, because now we're doing real forensic audits, and all of a sudden we find out that Joe Biden cheated across the board in swing states enough to turn the election, now what?
Yeah, that's a good question. What happens?
I don't know. I guess
we back up everything that's happened since Ice Cream Joe?
I don't know. Ice Cream Joe doesn't even know where he's at.
Well, that's true.
He doesn't even know what state he's in half the time. We know he's got hairy legs. They turn blonde in the sun. He likes little girls with barrettes who've got their legs crossed that are 6 years old that look like they're 19. I don't know. We're in freaking la-la land, and you got all of these Democrats running around here in la-la land. I mean, talk about a brainwash across the board. These people are so screwed up, they couldn't find their ass with both hands in the dark room. Just saying.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. What does happen, and where do we go?
I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see.
Does Trump automatically go into office?
I don't know.
Yeah.
This has never happened before. Let's see if that even is an issue. Let's wait and see what happens in these audits.
Well, I'm sure it's going to change the numbers a little bit if you take away the dead people that voted. I'm just saying the numbers will change a little bit.
We got Rich made up a new word this week. Libtardatopiadarian. I'm not even sure what that is. This is like supercalifragilist. Libtardutopiarianism. Wow.
That's what I read, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you got Lydia. She's got ice cream.
All kinds of different ice cream.
Hi,
one
Lydia,
scoop, two scoop, swirls. So how about some sprinkles?
We are in Circusville. I don't know. We just got to wait and see what happens, I guess. But the fact, you know why I believe it? Because the mainstream won't report it. And anytime they're not reporting it, that probably means it's true.
And they don't report the audit. They don't report any of the information that's coming in or any updates on it.
I'm verifying them at the sources.
And the Democrats are screaming, no, you can't do an audit. No, you can't do an audit. Well, what's the problem?
Well, because then they won't be on unemployment for the next 10 years without a problem. Because Trump's going to put an end to that, I guarantee you, first day in. So we don't want anybody who's going to hold us accountable. Do we? Wow. I don't know. We got 2 minutes here. Yeah. I'm at the end of the show.
Let's do the recall. You know, we have
do
a dinner coming.
Okay.
The dinner coming up on June 12th, it's at the Anderson VFW Hall at 3210 West Center Street. If you want tickets, either single tickets or table, give us a call at 691-1707. And it's going to be catered by Dill's Deli again. They have awesome food. They're great patriots, and they're helping out with this movement. And, it'll be a good time. So that is June 12th, and the doors open at 4:30. So if anything, give us a call, 691-1707.
And there you have it. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. Say that five times fast. I don't know. I mean, we're in surreal land. We're going to have to see what happens. I mean, I don't want to be Chicken Little yelling the sky is falling at the same time. If the sky is falling, I kind of want to pay attention to it. But I just don't know anymore, where we're headed other than I think it's going to get ugly before it gets better for sure. There's no question about it. But, we're going to be here every Sunday reporting the news that nobody else will talk about or, skews or twists or whatever. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a social media up here with Trump pretty soon where we can. I'll tell you what, I'm so anxious to just lose Facebook. I can't even tell you how fast I'm going to bell as soon as this other medium is up.
Yeah. And if you're interested in getting more information about the recall, they do meet on Thursday night on Bonnyview at 6 p.m. So show up and get your information there.
Those who don't know the truth are ignorant, but those who hide the truth and know it say and say nothing are evil. You're born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.